Stephen Wright, are you there?
I'm here.
Come on yourself,
Stephen. 1, 2, 3, testing.
1, 2, 3, testing. Okay, very good. Stephen, sorry, yes, I just forgot that. Yeah. Anyway, listen, Stephen Wright is here on the line now. And Stephen Wright, Lecture Theatre 7, Hume Building, Maynooth University, next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. What's happening there, Stephen?
Basically, I'm for my sins, or it's haunted me for years, I shot the Smiths outside the Salford Lads Club, which was used for the Queen is Dead sleeve, and various other musicians, and it's a chat, really. It's a chat and question.
It's a chat with you. I mean, like, you take pictures years ago of rock bands or rock stars or whatever it happens to be, and you take a picture of the Smiths outside the Salford Lads Club, and it is, and I'm going to use the word that I'm sure you've heard an awful lot of times, it's iconic.
Yeah, I should have a tattoo done, shouldn't I?
But I mean, like, it is one of the most famous for, I mean, even in terms of the era, like, the only other famous one on that level would be maybe London Calling cover of, you know, Mick Jones and his guitar, yeah, kind of thing, you know?
Penny Smith.
Yeah, Penny Smith, exactly. I mean, this picture of the Smiths, it absolutely just 80s to me. It just evokes the 80s.
Yeah, it's very funny. Recently, for the first time, and they'd sat in a drawer for 30 years, I did colour prints off the same session. Do you know what I mean? So to some extent, yeah. It's green on the album sleeve, but all the pictures I'm used to seeing, and many people are used to seeing them in black and white, and I had colour pictures, and I got them printed in February for the first time, and the colour ones look more 80s.
Right.
Than the black and white.
You know, the funny thing is, though, like, do you ever know in the situation you're in? I mean, I remember very recently reading, I can't even remember the guy's name, but he did the cover of Ziggy Stardust, of Bowie outside the K West thing of the whatever it was in London, the dental surgery or the eyeglass place, whatever. And, like, he said he just did the photo shoot and he threw the rest of them in the bin and that was it. I mean, you could make a coffee table book out of that damn thing now and sell it for a fortune. So, how many more photos have you got from that day? What do you remember of the day?
Wet, cold November day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well,
no,
it's the
makeup.
Smiths.
It's a far cry from the sort of Stock Aitken and Waterman stuff. You know what I mean? You know, there were no makeup artists, no hairstylists, virtually sort of ambling around rather than anything that was desperately prepared. You know, so, you know, fortunately, it somehow worked.
And do you have a lot of pictures of the time as well that we maybe haven't seen, regardless of what you've done, colour or black and white? You do,
well,
I presume.
There are various Smiths pictures, and I can't really go carrying large prints around, but there's a PowerPoint with various other pictures, and I also shot a range from sort of Johnny Rotten, Miles Davis, Nina Simone, all sorts of prints, all sorts of things like that. So I shot mainly live concerts.
Right. And were you asked?
Yes.
Yeah, and yet this is the one. This is the one. Yeah, it seems to be the one. I'm not saying the other ones aren't good too, or aren't famous or whatever. But this is the one that stands out for everybody. So, were you asked by the Smiths to come along, or was the record company just said, "Look, we've got the rough trade" or whatever it was?
I'd shot various live things and sent rough trade pictures, and then I got a call maybe a month or two before going, "Can you do some pictures of this?"
Right, and did you know it was for an album sleeve or cover, possibly?
No, also it's 30 years ago, so you sort of remember bits and pieces. You know, I'm 55, frighteningly, so I can remember they sent a proof, you know, just of the sleeve, and the bloody postman bent it in half to shove it through the letterbox.
Fantastic.
I can remember that quite vividly.
Yeah, that's the way it should be, for God's sake. Listen,
the post office should bend everything.
Well, no, it's just funny. I mean, it's just like these kind of stories need these kind of like tail ends to them. I'll tell you, the funny thing is that David Cameron has put it back into the news. Like, he's a Smiths fan. I don't think the Smiths are very happy about that. But anyway, he is.
Nor am I, really.
And didn't he get his photograph taken also outside Salford Lads Club? Because he wanted to be down with the kids, man.
Yeah, I think he sort of sneaked in. But there's also this irony where at the end of last year, in order to raise funds for a trip for teenagers to go to America, I've given one image to the Salford Lads Club to do T-shirts.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is that they've sold these across the world and turned over £45,000 in 3 months. Someone from the Evening News gave Cameron one of these T-shirts. Someone took a picture, and it ended up that shot of him holding one of these got more press coverage, which got more sales of the T-shirts for the Lads Club. You know, so his role, you know, whilst we sort of said, well, I mean, to be honest, if someone had rung me and said, we'll take you to Manchester in a private jet if you meet Cameron, I'd have gone, well, actually, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, he has ended up publicising something for the Lads Club.
Well, do you find
even though he's not just, you know, even though no one likes him.
I know, but is it ironic to you, funny, or is it like for like the sight of the old Etonian millionaire seizing a photo opportunity in one of the most deprived neighbourhoods in the UK?
Yeah,
it did
yeah.
provoke widespread indignation. How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't cross the road.
Right, OK, fair enough.
I wouldn't
That's
cross
an answer.
The road to meet him.
Right, OK, fair enough. By the same token, I presume The current lads in the Lads Club got their trip to the Native Americans in South Dakota, did they?
This is coming up in August.
Well, also, it's not till August, right, OK. But you
yeah,
do have
so
the money to send.
That's the real positive.
Right, right. OK, well, listen, on this coming Wednesday evening in Lecture Theatre 7 at the Hume Building in Maynooth University, you, Stephen Wright, will be in conversation about your photographs of iconic musicians. And obviously, like, it's not just the Smiths, there's other ones, but the Smiths is the big one.
I suppose it is, isn't it? I can't escape that.
No, indeed you can't. I wouldn't have rung you otherwise. Otherwise you'd just be another rock photographer.
30 minutes in Salford 30 years ago.
Yeah, right, indeed. Listen, Stephen, have a good time in Maynooth, and thanks a million for talking to us.